Hello, Australia. I'm Amelia and welcome back to another podcast of the Weekly Info. Today, we will be discussing the forms and consequences of radiation. To start off, we will be interviewing someone who specialises in this topic and we'll have different callers asking some questions about radiation. Our first caller's name is Joy.
Hello, Dr. Tess. I've been wondering what radiation actually is.
Great question. Well, when a separating or changing atom of matter comes into contact with organic material, like human tissue, and in a short period of time, this radiation can severely damage the person if levels are high. This can lead to burns, problems with blood, digestive system, heart and blood vessels, brain and nerves, and can cause cancer and sometimes death.
G'day, what can you use radiation for?
Well, radiation is used in medicine to generate electricity, to make food last longer, to sterilize equipment, and many other things. Radiation is also commonly found in your mobile phones and other technologies, or in other cases, an industrial accident.
Thank you, Tessa. We have another guest. Her name is Dr. Zara Ayres, and our next few callers will be asking her about the 5G radiational network. The next caller is all the way from Texas.
Hey Zara, Denise here. What I want to find out today is what 5G is.
Hello. The 5G is the fifth generation of broadband network technology, kind of like 4G, but an upgrade. The term 4G stands for fourth generation of wireless network technology and refers to mobile network technology that enables 4G phones to connect to the internet faster. 5G will be able to do all of this, but smarter and faster.
Wow, thank you. That is fascinating information.
Hello. First of all, let me just say that I love these podcasts so very, very much. Anyway, my question is, what will 5G do? My son was saying something about holograms.
Yes. Your son has hit the nail on the head there. So 5G will introduce holographic calls. So when you call someone, you can see them as a hologram if you wanted to. As I kind of mentioned before, 5G will just be a step up from 4G. However, 5G will also improve battery life, which speeds up to 100 gigabytes per second. 5G is said to be 100 times faster than 4G. 5G will do many more things.
Wow, how much have I learned so far, haven't you? The future sounds interesting. Anyway, thanks, Zara Ayres. I think we'll hand it back to Tessa for now. And our final caller is a local Melbournean. Let's see what he has to ask about this.
Hey, Mason here. I was just wondering why you guys are talking about 5G when this podcast is about radiation.
Everyone makes 5G look fantastic, although there are hidden dangers behind it. 5G will expose users to dangerous levels of radiation. Dr. David Carpenter stated everyone will be exposed to radiation more continuously and at higher intensity. While others believe that 5G is perfectly safe, many more people believe that it will make us humans more prone to anxiety and our stress levels will shoot up. Not only this, but a citizen from the Netherlands posted on social media that hundreds of birds died during the 5G testing experiment. So what does this mean for us as humans? There are clearly issues with 5G, and 5G is clearly not all that good.
Well, that was a lot of info to take in, but thanks.
No problem.
Amazing how much you can learn in one day just by listening. Well, be sure to come back next week for more about radiation and the ways we can prevent it from harming us. A special thank you to Dr. Zara and Tessa, and that's it for today's podcast. Thanks and goodbye.